Blog Talk Radio. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah.
For the great, for the mighty things that he has done, we find it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast. We thank God for you joining us today on the Breakthrough Broadcast. Yes, we are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida, where God will always get the glory, the honor, and the praise on this broadcast. For the word of God say, if high. His eye be lifted up. He says that he will draw all men unto him. Today we are here reaching out to the north, south, east, and west, that all men, boys and girls, women and children, all of them can be drawn unto him. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Yes, that song say, magnify the Lord with me and lift him up. It is time that we magnify the Lord. It's time that we lift up his holy name. Yes, it is time that we go higher and higher in the Lord. I believe there's somebody out there today that want to go higher and higher in the Lord. Again, you are listening to the Breakthrough Broadcast, and yes, we are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida, and we want you to call a neighbor, call a friend, and let them know that the Breakthrough Broadcast is on the air. We're looking for an excited time today. Well, any time that we can talk about the Word of God, it really excites me. I believe it excites every panelist that's on this broadcast, on today. And yes, we want you to go higher in the Lord. We're going to be talking about today God's promise to be with us. And we're going to take that key verse today, which will be, I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. And he shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd, which is taken from Ezekiel, the 34th chapter, and that 23rd verse. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. If you can, why don't you just stop where you are, that you can reverence the presence of the Most High God. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you. God, we magnify your name. Lord, we thank you for the great and for the mighty things, God, that you have done. Thank you for the great and the mighty things, God, that you're going to do, God, today and every day. Lord, have your way, God, even now. Lord, we thank you today, God, because you are the Alpha and Omega. God, you are the beginning and the end. You are the first and the last. Truly, you are the true and living God. We thank you, God, and proclaim today that you have not some power, but you have all power in your hand. And God, that you are able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think. God, we thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, that you are mind fixer and you are heart regulator. God, you establish sure of faith and power. You are the true and the living God. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, for being Jehovah Raphael in our lives. Thank you, God, for being the Prince of Peace. Thank you, God, for being the everlasting Savior. God, we thank you, God, for bringing us out with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm. Dear God, we thank you, God, for every listener, God, that's listening on this broadcast today. God, those that are not saved, God, calls them, God, to hear, and God, calls them to receive your word. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that they can be that new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things pass away, all things made new. Lord, we just thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for all that you're going to do. Souls being saved, lives being changed, bodies that's going to be healed. And for this, we will glorify and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want you to know today that God is still God, and he is God all by yourself. We thank God for him being God all by himself. We want to take this opportunity to introduce to you the Breakthrough Broadcast panelists, and they are as following: Dr. Reza Mary Lucio, Pastor Francina Shanks, Pastor Gladys Sampson, Pastor Mary Wilson. And we want to let you know that you're in for a blessing. God is getting ready to bless you and bless you real good. I am your host, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and I'm excited about what God is about to do. Again, we're going to be talking about God promised to be with us. Isn't it exciting to know that God's word said that he would never leave us? He said that he will never forsake us. And we have to take this thing personally in our lives, that God will forever be with us. When we say yes to his will and yes to his way, I believe that even as David said, he said, I have been young and now I am old, but never have I seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. So here today is going to be a recap. It's going to go over from what we talked about on last week. We talked about that shepherd. We talked about how God was recommending the pastor and the ruler that were not being upright and honest and fair, and they were not being the men and women of God that had scattered his sheep. So here we have a twofold type message today and discussion, and we are excited about it, and we're getting ready for the Lord to bless us even in a greater way. Our first topic today will be one shepherd, and that's going to be coming from Ezekiel, the 34th chapter and the 23rd verse. And also that next topic will be one God, Ezekiel 34 and 24. We get ready to make welcome to the breakthrough broadcast, Pastor Francina Shank. Pastor Shanks.
Praise the Lord. To God be the glory for the great things he has done and will do. Thank you, Dr. McCoy. I'm coming from Ezekiel, the 34th chapter and the 23rd verse, one shepherd. I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Verse 23, and I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David, he shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. Here the Lord was speaking through the prophet Ezekiel that he was going to raise up a shepherd to sit upon David's throne, and he's talking about the Messiah, Jesus, Yeshua in the Hebrew. Because the shepherds that had been over the children of Israel, they had been evil, they had been doing wicked things, they had oppressed the people, and they had ran them off and everything. And here the Lord was saying in verse 23 how he was going to set up a shepherd. He was talking about the Messiah to sit up on the throne of David, because the people had been doing wicked things as well. The people had been doing all kind of evil things and stuff. And so here the Lord was talking about shepherds and the people. So he said he was going to set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them. Even my servant David, he shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. It's just like today. A lot of God's shepherds have strayed off. They're not seeking God. They're speaking and letting their flesh rule them, doing things that they have planned, and they're not doing things that God have said. And just like during this time when the Lord was talking to Ezekiel about setting up a shepherd, he was talking about the Messiah who would come and sit upon the throne of his servant David, and he would be their shepherd. Because God was telling Ezekiel he one day he was going to restore Israel back. And God is doing that today. Many of the Israelites or the Jews, their eyes have been opened, and they know that Jesus or Yeshua is the Messiah. Praise God. To God be the glory. And so that is what the Lord was saying through the prophet Ezekiel, that this shepherd would be as his servant David. God was saying he was going to restore the sure mercies of David upon his son, the Messiah, Yeshua, praise God. Also, he's called the branch that came out of David, that royal line, praise God. And going on to verse 24, it says, one God. Here, verse 24 says, and I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David, a prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken it. Here the Lord was saying he was going to be their God. And my servant David, here he's talking about the Messiah, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, the anointed one, being a prince among them. That's why the Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus in the Greek, is known as the Prince of Peace, the mighty God. God has many covenant names. He's known as the Son of David, the Servant of David. He's known as the Branch, praise God. And here the Lord was saying that he was going to set up a servant, his servant David, to be a prince among them, and I, the Lord, have spoken it, praise God. He was telling the prophet Ezekiel to tell his people, the Israelites, the Jews, that this was going to happen, and this has happened already. And so in reference to the church today, God wants to be the God of all of us. He wants to be the Lord of our life. And so we have to surrender ourselves to him. And so I just thank the Lord for this text today, that the Lord is carrying out his will. And the fact that the Messiah is seen as a servant, he knew who he was, you know, and he humbled himself and he did the will of God, praise the Lord. And we have to do the same thing. We have to surrender our will to the Lord, praise God, and let him have his way in us, praise the Lord. And I'm going to turn it back over to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Pastor Francina Shanks, for giving us insight on the 34th chapter of Ezekiel. And I want you, our radio audience, and people of God, to listen to what God is saying. Every time that God speaks, he's speaking to his people. Many times when we can look at, we're talking to the Israelites, talking in reference to the people of God that have been driven away, and people that have been oppressed, and people that have been depressed. But you know, God is talking about that, and he's talking about his people as well. He said that he will be one shepherd. I like that. I like what the Word of God says to us. He will, and he is that one shepherd. He is that Jehovah Jireh. He is that God that sees, that God that knows. He's a God that heals. He's a God that makes plain his word. He's a God that sees everything. So no matter what had happened, what had transpired in our earth, in the early scriptures and the word of God to the people of God, you know, God is watching. He is seeing what is happening. He does not sleep, and he sees and he knows how his people are being treated, mistreated, whether they're treated good or whether they have been mistreated, whether they've been oppressed or depressed or whatever it may be. So here we'll be looking at this. We're looking at those that the shepherds that have been unworthy shepherds and rulers that was ruling over the people. And you know how it is. You know how it is in the Word of God. You know, even as we talk about our sons and the way they participated, the way that they did over God's people. And we know how, even when the Israelites, when they were in the land of Egypt, how they were treated, Pharaoh, the way he had treated them. And God had sent Moses in order to bring them out with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm. See, let our Word of God, the Word of God, the discussion that we're saying today, is God promise to be with us. And we have to make things in our life as it pertains to us, because it does. And God, when he speaks to us, to his leaders, we speak to his people, it is for our understanding, our revelation, that we can be better, that he can call us out of darkness into that marvelous light. And yes, he condemned also the sheep, those sheep that wasn't living anything, those sheep that was unobedient to the pastor, or those that was doing things that was not coming up to the standard, to the word of God. And that is really when we began to look back and we began to see the lives of people and the way that they did. And you remember, I can call to the forefront about even how the after God had brought the Israelites out, how they cheated Moses, how they talked against him. But see, God sees all that. God dealt with that, and God will deal with it on today as well. But God, here in the Word of God, yes, the Israelites, they were oppressed. They oppressed the Israelites who was oppressed, and then we look how God had seen how the people, the Lord promised to harshly judge both of those people, whether they were pastors, leaders, whether they were the people, whatever it was, because God is a just God. And no matter who the people may be, God will deal with you. Yes, God, the Word of God said, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If we don't want to perish, if we want to live according to God's word, whether or not we're male or female, whether or not we're leader, or whether or not we are part of leadership, or whether or not we are part of the flock, we have to live according to God's word. Why? If we don't, God will deal with us. So we thank God for the Word of God that came from Pastor Francina Shanks, and she talked about one shepherd. Thank God for one shepherd. When I begin to talk about this thing, you know, I've got to go on with it, because I think about what David said. He made the thing personal. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We have to make this personal. We have to know that God is our shepherd, and because he is, he watching over us. He watching over the sheep. And so I thank God that if we are part of a pastor, of the pastors, we are part of those sheep. God is watching over that the wolves will not come and devour us. So here we're going to go to our next topic, and it is a pure environment under safety from harm. What an awesome topic, and also bounty from the land. And we want to take this opportunity to welcome to the Breakthrough Broadcast Reverend Dr. and Pastor Dr. Rosa Mary Lucio. We thank God for the woman of God that being with us on this broadcast, Pastor Rosa Mary Lucio.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy, for allowing me to be with you on the Breakthrough Broadcast today, and I give honor to God, who's the head of my life. I give greetings to the radio audience and also to the panel. My topic is safety from harm, Ezekiel 34:25, and bounty from the land, Ezekiel 34:26 through 27. And the Word of God said in Ezekiel 34:25, and I will make with them a covenant of peace, and will cause the evil beasts to cease out of the land, and they shall dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. And I believe that the covenant of peace all started with one man. We're going to go to Numbers 25, the 25th book of Numbers. And the Word of God says, and Aaron and Israel abode in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. And they called the people unto the sacrifices of their gods, and the people did eat and bow down to their god. And Israel joined himself unto Baal Peor, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. The sixth verse. And behold, one of the children of Israel came and brought unto his brethren a Midianitess woman in the sight of Moses and in the sight of all the congregation of the children of Israel, who was weeping before the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw it, he rose up from among the congregation and took a javelin in his hand. The tenth verse says, And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, who have turned my wrath away from the children of Israel, while he was zealous for my sake among them, that I consume not the children of Israel in my jealousy. Wherefore say, Behold, I give unto him my covenant of peace. And again I say, I believe that the covenant of peace all started with one man. And there was one man, Phinehas, who had a stand for God, who had a stand for God's righteousness, God's holiness, and God's way of living. Because Phinehas was not wavering in what he did in regard to God's character and integrity, God gave mankind, those who love him, safety from harm and destruction, and also the capability to able to sleep in the woods. Only God can keep his people, those who are exposed to beasts that can be the wrath of other men and also the fiery darts of the enemy. Only God can keep us, his people, from the wild beasts of the field, the birds of prey. Only God can give us shelter, protection, and security. So we thank God for his protection. So in order to get this protection from God, the believer, the true Christian, must have a godly standard and must live a godly way. So this is a promise, Ezekiel 34:25-27. This promise is a promise with conditions. We have a conditional promise. Many promises just don't happen. No way they can just happen. But because we love the Lord, with all our heart and with all our soul and with all our might, according to Deuteronomy 6:5, God will make and command blessings upon his people. Ezekiel 34:26 says, And I will make them and the places around about my hill a blessing. In order to receive the blessings, which is the showers to come down in our season, and that is the showers of blessings of love, joy, health, wealth, prosperity. When God will refresh us, God revive us, and God makes us fruitful, we have to abide in God's word. The word of God said if we abide in his word and his word abide in us, we can ask anything according to his word, and it shall be done. So the believer and the true believer, the true Christian, must abide in God and in his heel. So the heel is the very, very presence of God. The heel is the temple of God, and the heel is God's sanctuary. The heel is God's church. The heel could be the marketplace. Wherever we are, that could be the presence of God. There will be no good thing that the Lord will withhold from them that love him, that keepeth his commandment. If we keep his commandment, according to Ezekiel 34:27, the word of God says that the tree of the field shall yield her fruit, the earth shall yield her increase, because we are blessed and because God is our Redeemer and our Savior. He said that we shall be safe in our land and know that that I am the Lord Jehovah. Jehovah is the very essence of holiness. Jehovah is that God loves righteousness in his people and will bless them accordingly. So, and God is who I am, is what I am, and what I am is who I am. So Psalms 84:11-12 says, For the Lord God is a sun and shield. the Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusted in thee. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Pastor Dr. Rosemary Lucio. We thank God for the woman of God for sharing with us on the day. We thank God for what God has given us. We are getting the greatness of God's word as we study the word of God, as we take a walk through the word of God. We thank God for the word of God and that topic that Dr. Rosemary Lucio had talked to us today about the safety from harm. We talk about boundaries from the land, and we just thank God because we can possess and we shall have all of that. I thank God for Numbers 25th chapter that she had given us in the Psalm 81, and she talked about the holiness of his people and the holiness of us. The Bible says, be holy, but I am holy. God is looking for holy people in this day and this time. You always look for holiness. You always look for righteousness. So therefore, it does not matter our status or who we are or whether or not we're part of the flock or we're the leader. We need to be holy. The only thing you're pure in heart, the word of God say, going to see him. Dr. Rosemary Lucio talk about the integrity of man. God is looking for people with integrity. God will keep them. He will keep them from harm. He will keep them from all things that will come against them. The Bible said that no weapon formed against us will prosper. It will form, but it will not prosper. But I thank God that with the revelation, with the, even the topic telling us that God promises to be with us. And that's what we want, part of what we want you to remember today, that God, he promises. He's not like man. Man will promise you something today and tomorrow. That promise is broken, but God is one that you can rely on, one that you can depend on, one that you can have confidence in, knowing that he will always be with you. All you need to know that he is your shepherd. As David said, I like to talk about David because he said, the Lord is mine. He made it personal. The Lord is my shepherd. The people needed to know even then that God was their shepherd, and that no matter how they had been strayed away, God was going to, even in that 23rd Psalm, he's going to have them lay down in green pasture, in that tender grass, in that place where they're going to be comfortable. And it's just a blessing, the many, many ways that God will take care of and bring security on our environment. You know, sometimes we're very fearful sometimes of the things and the circumstances and the things all around about us, things that we're facing. But if we can look to the hill, we'll come in our help, knowing that our help coming from the Lord who has made the heaven and the earth. So, yes, we thank God for that protection that Dr. Lucio talked about on today, God's standard. Yes, we must live according to God's standards and his righteousness. So we're going to just go forward here, and we thank God for what the Lord is doing here on today. We're getting ready to talk about the freedom from oppression. I believe I'm going to say that again. Freedom. Freedom from oppression. And we just thank God because I just believe that the Lord, somebody is been oppressed or depressed, and we can take the word of God as it is for us, no matter what the condition of the mind, no matter condition of the soul and the spirit, God, he will be with us. So I want you to know that he will do what he said. He will give you that freedom from oppression. So we're getting ready to go to Pastor Gladys Pastor Gladys Sampson to the Breakthrough Broadcast.
Praise the Lord, saints, and to Dr. McCoy, to all the saints of God, and to the panel, to all those that are listening today, whether you're saved or unsaved, we thank God for you. I do give honor to God today for my life, health, and strength, and to the opportunity that he has given me to share the word of God by way of radio. And we're talking about a permanent deliverance. And we know that this, the only way that we can talk about a permanent deliverance is we know that God has set forth some things in order. I believe that, praise God, if I can go back just a little bit with talking about that 34th chapter and the 25th and down through the 27th verses, which I believe that I'm through 27 through 29. And he talked about concerning the covenant of peace that were that God had brought forth concerning the shepherd that will restore the peace of perfection that had been characterized life before sin entered into the world. Then he began to talk about concerning the covenant of the full realization only when God's kingdom is forever established in the new heaven and earth. And that's Revelation 21 and 22. Also, then backing up just a little bit into that, he said, then there will be showers of blessings for the redeemed and a full presence. In that 26th verse, praise God, of hallelujah, God, amen, among his people. And so in looking at this and going back and listening at everything that has been said, talking about that good, that shepherd that God has appointed, praise God, to go forth, and we know that God, Jesus is that good shepherd. Amen. And so when we looked at this concerning his present deliverance, he talked about freedom from oppression. Now, he said, now the Lord promised safety from invaders and oppressors. All his blessings testify of his provision. And so when I looked at that, praise God, in Isaiah, praise God, Isaiah, that 37th chapter of the book of Isaiah. And praise God, I believe I went to, praise the Lord, hallelujah, that 20th verse as it was instructed from the booklet. It said in that 20th verse, he said, now, therefore, O Lord, our God, save us from this, from his hand, and all the kingdoms of earth may know that that thou art the Lord, even thou only. And so when we look at, praise God, this concerning talking about the deliverance, Isaiah, praise God, began to talk about the promise of the deliverance of God for his people, that his people had been in a state of oppression and depression because of the sin that had been, praise God, done in the land, and because of the sin nature that people, praise God, were abiding by according to the sin that was placed upon humanity even from the time of Adam. But because, praise God, in looking at this, God promised that he was going to restore unto us a peace. He was going to give unto us a covenant of peace, praise God, because God, hallelujah, he is the God of peace. He is the God of love, and he is the God of mercy. But when I look, praise God, also at praise God, 49, I believe. Praise God. He talked about endurance, so in that permanent part of deliverance for his people, he was going to not only, praise God, bless us with that peace, but in that 26th verse, he said, I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood as with sweet wine. And all flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Praise God. And so when going and looking at all these scriptures and trying to pull them all in the short time that we have, I'm looking at this, praise God, because I'm thinking about that there was so much, praise God, hallelujah, strife, and so much envy that was done against the children of Israel. and the blessings of God. God had promised that he was going to bring back, praise God, to the house of Israel and to Judah. And I find that over there, praise God, in Genesis 1 through 3. And also, praise God, the promise that was made in Genesis 12 and 2. Praise God, concerning the blessing that God promised he was going to give unto the children of Israel. And, you know, I was thinking here, praise God, praise the Lord, that there are many, praise God, hallelujah, because of sin, praise God, there's much, praise God, confusion and bondage and troubles, praise God, that we face in life, but we also must come to the full knowledge and realization to realize that Jesus Christ is our peace. He is the peace, hallelujah, that passes understanding. Praise God, that where you can find peace, glory to God, hallelujah, where there should not be any peace, that where you can, praise God, can know that you're blessed. Amen. Well, the enemy, praise God, cannot understand how you're blessed, because if it's left to him, you would walk in a spirit of curse. You would die in a spirit of defeat, praise God. But God said that if we, being his redeemed ones, praise God, that he has delivered us from the curse of the law, not only, praise God, in a spiritual sense, but even in a natural sense, God has given us his word that we can prevail, hallelujah, over the things that Satan, praise God, has promised. He purposed in his heart, amen, that through the downfall of man, he was going to try to destroy God's creation, that which God had created like unto himself. Satan purposed in his heart to destroy. But, hallelujah, looking at this, knowing that he's promised us, praise God, deliverance, praise God, not just for a while, but he said, praise God, in that latter part of that topic concerning the permanent deliverance, he said, so his final deliverance and blessings of Israel will remind them once again that he is the Lord. And not only that, praise God, that he is Lord of all. He's Lord of everything. He is the God, hallelujah, of all creation. And not only that, praise God, but he let us know, praise God, that he is coming one day. Praise God, hallelujah. And that in his coming, praise God, we're not going to only just enjoy the permanent deliverance then, but in my spirit and my heart, I believe that God is going to give us even now, in this present time, God is making, praise God, of kings and priests unto him, that, praise God, we will be able, glory to God, to understand, hallelujah, and not only understand, but to give, praise God, that unto the world, praise God, which, praise God, the world does not know. We would, praise God, be able to share with them, praise God, the glory of our God, and how blessed we are that we, praise God, has been given the opportunity to walk in the inheritance, praise God, that he left for us when he went on Calvary and died. Praise God, come back to redeem us, glory to God, from the curse that we were under. Praise God, he gave us the right, not only, praise God, to eternal life, but he gave us the right to an abundant life. So I thank God today for his word, and I honor the Lord, praise God, for his presence today, because truly, glory to God, hallelujah, this word, amen, hallelujah, is so broad, amen. This word, hallelujah, is so great. It's so much, hallelujah, so many blessings in this word, that if we could get this word on the inside of us and begin to allow the increase, praise God, hallelujah, and the anointing of this word to begin to, praise God, act upon our life as we go from day to day, we will see, hallelujah, that which God has promised us, and that is the bountiful blessing upon our life, even in this present time. And I'm reminded, praise God, what the psalmist said, hallelujah, I would have fainted, hallelujah, if I had not believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So today I give him praise, I give him glory, I give him honor for the opportunity, praise God, to share this word with you, that if I can encourage you in a way to know that the blessings of the Lord make it rich, addeth no sorrow to it, because he has promised us the peace, the covenant of peace in this life as well as eternal life. God bless you today. I love you in the Lord. pray the blessing of God be upon you. You have a great weekend. And to Dr. McCoy, back to you.
Thank you, Pastor Gladys Sampson, for sharing, for blessing us, for giving us more and more and more. And I thank God for the women of God today that God has sent here to set on the Breakthrough broadcast to be able to bless the people of God. They're sending word from God on high. I believe revelation is coming forth today that you can be inspired, that you can be lifted up, that you can be healed, that you can be delivered, that you can be encouraged. If you were oppressed, that you can be that you will no longer be oppressed. And that you can receive the blessings of God. We'll talk about one shepherd and one God that came from Pastor Francina Shanks. And then we talk about the safety from harm and bounty from the land that came from Reverend Dr. Pastor Rosa Mary Lucio. And then God blessed us with the speaker. Which was a permanent deliverer from fear and oppression. And we just thank God for what God has to say about the peace, about the joy, walking in the inheritance, about the sin nature of man, deliverance for his people. Now we get ready on our last topic to go to a freedom from certainty and a divine prison. And we would like to thank the Lord and bless him today for our next speaker that will be coming from that same chapter, and she has a word of the Lord for you. At this time, we thank God for Pastor Mary Wilson.
God bless you, Dr. McCoy. God bless our listening audience. And to the panelists, I say God bless you. I'll be coming from Ezekiel 34:29-31. I will read it. I will raise up for them a garden of renown, and they shall no longer be consumed with hunger in the land, nor bear the shame of the Gentiles anymore. Thus they shall know that I, the Lord their God, am with them, and they, the house of Israel, are my people, says the Lord. You are my flock, the flock of my pasture. You are my men, and I am your God, says the Lord. At this point in biblical history, God's chosen people are in captivity to the Babylonians. And Ezekiel, a mighty prophet of God living in the temple, begins, he's been prophesying, but at this point, at this juncture, his prophecies begin to shift, and he's no longer speaking judgment, but through him, God begins to speak restoration. God begins to speak through the prophet that God's people will be restored, and I love this, they will experience breakthrough. And so these people have been living in bondage. They've been under oppression. They've been up under the hand of the enemy, and God is saying now, through his grace and his mercy, he's going to bring them out. And first, I want to say that God will ultimately restore them through Jesus Christ. And he says he will raise up for them a garden of renown. And that took me back to the Garden of Eden and what God is saying. He will take them back to an Adam-like state before sin entered into man. He's going to take his chosen people back to a place in the Garden of Eden represented intimacy with God. Man had face-to-face. They had conversation with God. Adam had a wonderful relationship with God, and God is saying, I'm going to take them back to a place like that, a place of renown, a place where it's no longer consumed with hunger in the people or the land. Because if we know the word, we know that as the land, so goes the people, and so the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And so God is saying, I'm going to restore my land and my people. He's going to bring them out. There'll be no more hunger, no more desolation. He's going to bring them to a place of bountifulness, of blessings, where the blessings of the Lord are showering down upon them. And it's really, if you jump a couple of chapters to Ezekiel 37, when Ezekiel begins to prophesy, when God and Ezekiel were having a conversation, and God asked Ezekiel, can these dry bones live? Those dry bones were the chosen people of God. They had lost hope. Dryness denotes dead a long time. All hope is gone. And he says he would breathe life into those bones. As he breathed life into Adam, so shall he breathe life again into his chosen people and bring them back to a place of fruitfulness, a place of bountifulness. And they have to know, when God does all of this, when people are at their lowest state and God brings them up, it makes the name of God known. So when he says they will know that he is their God, it is only God that can raise them up out of a bondage-like state. It is only God that can restore the land. It is only God that can restore the people. So when God does things in the earth, when God does things in the people, it is also to make his name known, and people will look at the people who have scorned, the people who have talked about the chosen people of God. They will look at God and be blown away, mouth wide open. How did that happen? And they will know, even the doubters of God will know, that it is only God that can raise them back up to the state where we were once in bondage and now we're free. And that freedom only comes through the blood of Jesus Christ. And I love it, because when God looks down, when he looks from the heavens upon his people, and I taught my people at church this, he doesn't see us. He sees the blood of his son. He sees himself covering us, and ultimately he's got to bless. So at this point in the scripture, God is saying he is going to bless his people. And at my church, we've been on abundant overflow. We are believing that God is releasing the blessings that are due unto his people. And this so aligns with where we are, where God is speaking through us at our church, that God is releasing the blessings, and he's opening doors that no man can shut. And that is what's going on here. The prophet is prophesying restoration is to come. The land will be blessed. The people will be blessed. That, yeah, you are in bondage, but God is going to bring you out. And we've been reading Deuteronomy 28, and I'll read a portion of that quickly. And at my church, we say, I receive it. We believe that this is the word of the Lord over the house at this time. And it says, now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth, and the blessings and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offsprings of your flock. Blessed shall your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. And I'll stop there. But that is what that so aligns with where we are in Ezekiel 34. God is reminding them of where they are supposed to be. We as the chosen, and we are the chosen children of God. Through Christ, we can cry, Abba, Father. So these blessings, they are mandated over our lives as well. And so to our listening audience, if you're struggling, if we're going through that, that is not where God wants us to be in this season. God is releasing the blessings over his children. It is so time for the children of God to be restored back to our rightful place. The enemy should not rule over us, but we should be ruling over the enemy. We need to take our dominion and our authority, and in the face of the enemy, he will know that we are the children of God and that God is our God. And if we look, these people were brought out of bondage before God parted the Red Sea. If he did it then in such miraculous ways, surely he can bless and bring them out even greater. So I believe that we are in the timing where God is certainly blessing. I believe that we are in the timing where God is releasing so mightily into the earth realm. We, the people of God, we have got to wake up and realize we cannot be those dry bones after God has already breathed into us through Jesus Christ. We have to wake up and realize that God is releasing. Are we catching what's coming from the heavens to the earth? Are we realizing really the season and the timing that we're in? Because if we wake up and realize it, this is the greatest season and timing for Christians now as God is restoring. So I thank you for this opportunity, Dr. McCoy. I pray that the listeners know the season, the timing, that I don't care what the world looks like, that God through, and this passage aligns certainly with what God has been speaking through our church, that God is restoring. He's bringing us back to a bountiful place. So God bless you. I pray that the hearers receive it and that they walk in the abundant overflow that God is releasing in this timing. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Pastor Mary Wilson. How beautiful the Lord is. How beautiful are those that preach and speak forth the word of God. I thank God. Thank God for the feet of those that are proclaiming the word of God. And thank God for insight on today. Truly, I've been blessed. We thank God for some of the things and all those things that came through the women of God today. They were certainly on point. They were certainly hearing from God. The last portion of it about we should not let the enemy rule over us, or we should be over, ruling over the enemy. And talk about those dry bones there in Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. We know that those dry bones, people without hope. Jesus Christ is our hope of glory. I thank God that when the word of God comes in us, we can be alert. We can be still. We don't have to be the same anymore. So as the word goes out, even as the word is going out today, somebody can live. Somebody that's going through oppression, that's depression, they can live. You can have hope today, even as you're at that lowest point that Pastor Wilson was talking about, that the people at that time, the people even now today, they're going through some things in their life. But we want you to know today that Jesus Christ don't want you to have to struggle and go through things in your life. Yes, I do realize that even the word of God say, even as he suffered in the flesh, ourselves likewise to suffer. There are some things that we are going to go through as believers. But when we can look to the hill, which cometh our help, knowing that our help cometh from the Lord who has made the heaven and the earth, knowing that there is hope out there. There's hope in Jesus Christ. There is peace that is relevant to you today. Somebody needs Jesus today. We'll hear even at the end of this broadcast. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Before we do that, we want to just thank the Lord and thank God for the women of God. We thank God for Dr. Reza Mary Lucio. We thank God for Pastor Francina Shank, for Pastor Gladys Sampson, and Pastor Mary Wilson. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we come before you today. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, to forgive us for our sin, for our transgression. God, there's somebody out there, God, many that don't know you as their Lord and Savior. God, you said it, we confess with our mouth, the Lord Jesus. Believe in our heart that God is raised up of the dead. God, you say that they shall be saved. Now I see God to touch them all now. God, to touch the mind, touch the soul, touch the spirit, God, of the people, those that have dry bones, those, God, that don't know you, God, those that don't know, God, that you are the one, God, that saves, delivers, and makes free, God. I pray, God, even now, God, that they'll be waking up unto you, God. God, that their heart and their spirit, God, will be in tune to you, God. God, that they'll say yes to your will and yes to your way, Lord God. Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, touch them right now, God. God, call them, Father God, to know, God, that your word said, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Lord God, through the preaching of the gospel today, through the discussion of your word, even now that they have heard, God, that they receive, God, that they will never walk in darkness anymore, God, that they will walk in the light, because you are the light of the world. Hey, God, we just thank you for, God, our radio audience on today. Thank you for the people, Lord God, that this message, God, that this discussion, that breakthrough going to reach today through the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just give you all of the glory, all of the honor, all of the praise for that which you have done and that which you're going to do. And Lord God, even though they have sickness in their body, God, I pray healing. I send the word of healing, God, even right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And this we thank you and we praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, this has been Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, host of the Breakthrough Broadcast. We're going to invite you to come and join us on next Saturday at 4 p.m. with the Breakthrough Broadcast. And we ask you that if you don't know Jesus Christ, if you know somebody that don't know him, why don't you get in touch with him today? We showed you how to do it. It's so simple for you to do it. If you're sick in your body, God wants to heal you. Until next week, may the blessing of God be with you today and always.